the duck did not let herself be enticed, and the old woman had to go home at night as she had come. At this, the girl and her sweetheart Roland resumed their natural shapes again, and they walked on the whole night until daybreak. Then the maiden changed herself into a beautiful flower, which stood in the midst of a briar hedge, and her sweetheart Roland into a fiddler. It was not long before the witch came striding up towards them, and said to the musician, "Dear musician, may I pluck that beautiful flower for myself?" "Oh, yes," he replied, "I will play to you while you do it." As she was hastily creeping into the hedge and was just going to pluck the flower, knowing perfectly well who the flower was, he began to play, and whether she would or not, she was forced to dance, for it was a magical dance. The faster he played, the more violent springs was she forced to make, and the thorns tore her clothes from her body, and pricked her, and wounded her, till she bled. And as she did not stop, she had to dance till she lay dead on the ground. As they were now set free, Roland said, "And now I will go to my father and arrange for the wedding." "Then in the meantime I will stay here and wait for you," said the girl, "and that no one may recognize me, I will change myself into a red stone landmark." Then Roland went away, and the girl stood like a red landmark in the field and waited for her beloved. But when Roland...